peeling away the curtain, scooping her up and out of danger, holding her gently as though she's made of glass. She looks up at her rescuer, and her eyes widen. Of all the people. She starts to ask him what the hell he's doing there, but he puts his finger to her lips, smiling as though he knows a really cool joke, one he can't wait to share with her. He raises her higher, holding her away from his body. She shakes her head and starts to struggle. Why is he mucking about like this? Can't he see how dangerous this is? How close they are to the edge? He turns, still holding her, leans over the railing, and lets her go. One. Tuesday, 27th May, 2014. Gatwick North Terminal. Thump. 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 Detective Inspector Lucas Mahler looks down at the object battering his left shin. A chunky boy with a brutal haircut and the hint of a brow ridge smirks up at him from astride a yellow and black striped suitcase with stubby feeler-like handles projecting from its front and stuck-on features. Some kid's TV character, Mahler thinks. That's what it's supposed to be. Only the eyes are peeling off and half its mouth is missing, giving the face a lopsided look that's either sad or psychopathic, depending on your point of view. Today, Mahler inclines towards the latter. The boy is reversing, gearing up for another assault. Before he reaches ramming speed, Mahler swings his cabin bag across and dodges to the right, as far as the tape barrier will allow. He glances at the child's mother, but her eyes are glued to her mobile, pudgy thumbs flying as she carries on a life-or-death discussion by text. Consulting a child-rearing expert, he decides, fielding a further assault. That, or a pest control service. Boarding for the Inverness flight is only 30 minutes late, but the queue has been funneled into a narrow, glass-walled walkway and left to swelter in the midday sun like ants under a magnifying glass. Sweating gently in his dark suit, Mahler tries to ignore the twist of pain circling the base of his neck and wonders why Dante had imagined there were only 9 circles of hell. By the time boarding finally starts, he's wielded the cabin bag 3 times and his shirt is sticking to him. As soon as he's seated, he strips off his jacket and loosens his tie. He takes out his book, lets it fall open at one of his favourite passages, but the migraine is settling in now. A steady, white-hot pulse that had stalked him through the service in its aftermath. He dry swallows a pill and leans back, waiting for the plane door to close. Only it isn't happening. The buzz of chatter rises and falls, punctuated by the inevitable wailing baby as the minutes pass. Then, as the flight attendant starts a rambling explanation, a woman appears in the doorway. Head lowered, she hurries along the aisle. She isn't limping, not exactly, but there's a stiffness to her walk that marks her out as different. Mahler, who knows all about different, watches her progress. She reaches the row opposite his and slides over to the window. He glimpses pale, sharp features, catches a muttered curse as her hands fumble with the seatbelt. Thin, jittery hands, making a pig's ear of the simple task. A nervous flyer, apparently. Perfect. Mahler sighs, more audibly than he'd intended, and the woman turns to glare at him, at which point he abandons the book and reaches for another painkiller. He weighs the consequences of taking it now or later. He looks back at the woman and goes with now. When the engines start up, he glances at her again. Pre-takeoff weeper or belligerent in-flight screamer? After the look she'd given him, Mahler can't quite see her as a weeper. But not a vomiter, please God, he thinks. Not today. He wills the meds to do their stuff and closes his eyes. When he opens them again, the plane is taxiing down Inverness Airport's one and only runway. Mahler straightens his tie and watches as the passengers begin their restless end-of-flight manoeuvring. As usual, those in the aisle seats hold all the cards. They're up and in position within seconds of the fasten seatbelt signs going off, building little fortresses of luggage to guard their place in the queue. The window seat baggers.